This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Plenty of Coloradans and visitors got outside yesterday to start the new year off in nature. Many headed to Rocky Mountain National Park, but some found they needed to pay more to get in. A new federal policy has now officially raised the entrance and annual pass fees for non-U.S. residents there and at 10 other parks nationwide. International visitors must now pay a $100 per person fee on top of the regular entrance cost. Supporters say the change prioritizes American taxpayers, while critics worry higher fees could discourage tourism and hurt local communities. The state has awarded nearly $10 million to environmental organizations as part of its Great Outdoors Colorado program. Here's CPR's Tegan Wendland.
Launched in 2020, the goal of the program is to restore the environment while also increasing access to nature. This year's funding will go toward trail updates, habitat restoration, improving a bike trail near Pikes Peak, and improving wildlife crossings. The funding was awarded to 19 organizations, including Eastern Colorado Grassland Coalition, Metro Denver Nature Alliance, and the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance. Each organization received between $200,000 and $2 million. I'm Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
The remarkably warm winter has delayed a New Year's tradition in Jefferson County. Ice on Evergreen Lake isn't strong enough right now to allow for the Evergreen Polar Plunge, which would have taken place New Year's Day. Instead, it's been postponed to March 1st. This is CPR News and KRCC.